And good morning and welcome into our Tuesday edition of Ag Talk. This is Bill Rice along with Ed Lentz. And today, Ed, an evaluation on soybean stands.
Yeah, Bill, several weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, we had a really bad rain. We've had periods where we could have heavy rains come in, and farmers always get concerned that since I could still replant my soybeans in the calendar window, is it something I should do? And so I wanted to address that here on evaluating their soybean stand. And soybeans are different than corn. Yeah, soybeans have an ability to take care of a lot of different things. And so when we look at the soybean plant, they can get new growth at any node of that plant. And I mean, that's all the way from the cotyledons up their parts. So they can branch out to basically compensate for a low stand setup. So if you have a low population, you just get more branching. It could be that the plants are going to be closer to the ground, which may cause problems in harvesting, but they can compensate, and all these new branches and new growth and nodes can put on more flowers and compensate for it. So even though you may have planted 170,000, from the work we have done, if you got planted back there in May, if you have 100,000 plants still alive per acre out there, you could get 90% yield of the normal crop. And, of course, if you have that, it's not going to pay to replant it because it'll cost you more what you lose to do the replant. But you got to know what your population is, Bill. So you got to go out there and you got to look at the do some stand counts, as we call it out there. We basically want to get a count that's equal to 1/1000th of an acre, so you can do easy math and just multiply that number by 1,000, and you got your plants per acre. So if you have 7.5-inch row spacing, you want to measure out 70-foot row and then count the number of plants. And, of course, do this in several places of the field to get a sense what the whole field is. If you're in a 15-inch row spacing for the beans, you want to measure out a 35-foot row to count the number of plants. And then if you're in a 30-inch spacing, you want to measure out a 17.5 feet to get to how many plants per acre out there. So go out there and see what you have. If you're at least at 100,000 plants, there's no reason to, most likely it will not pay to do a replant at this time. You know, the biggest thing is always in soybeans. It's not so much what my population is, as long as it's not extremely low. It's going to be our August rains. And so you might have a perfect stand right now. We don't get August rains. We'll just get average at best yields. So if we get the rains, generally even a low population, we're going to get really decent yields. And then, of course, you have to put other decisions are if you're going to do a replant and that. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow. So for now, get out there and see what your stands are and make a final decision. Are you going to replant or not in these thin fields?
Thank you, Ed. For Ag Talk, this is Bill Rice along with Ed Lentz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.